let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Can two infatuated yet durable adventurous teenagers survive and prove that love does conquer all? That's the storyline of the fast-paced, award-winning 100 Honeymoons, a novel by J.S. Wilson. Inspired by his personal experiences and lifelong travels, a story of carnal adventure, broken hearts, and true love. A small-town soap opera involving two innocent teenagers, Todd and Sally. J.S. was raised in California, attended Cal Poly University in San Luis Obispo, the setting for much of the story. Now, after graduating, he traveled to Europe on a freighter, looking for adventure and experience. Well, he found both aplenty. He worked in England, Germany, and Italy, visited many countries and towns along the way. After 4 years, he returned to San Francisco to the far-out life of the counterculture, hippies, and the what's happening. He received a job opportunity to work in Alaska when the oil boom began, which was like Dodge City during the cattle drive. J.S. is married with two children, lives in Alaska, and J.S. Wilson, author of 100 Honeymoons, a novel, our guest on This Week in America. The book 100 Honeymoons, by the way, Pacific Book Review 2021 winner, Best Romance Novel, Outstanding Creative Awards winner for Best Villain, and numerous other awards that we'll talk about on the program today. And J.S. Wilson joins us on the program. Jeffrey, welcome. Happy to have you with us.
Happy to be here, Rick.
Looking forward to this conversation. Boy, so many memories come back as I'm reading this story, 100 Honeymoons, a novel, book available wherever books are sold. We'll go through all of that. Let's first of all talk about the inspiration. Where did this idea come from? How long have you been thinking about this book?
Well, it took me 25 years to write it. I got the idea and the outline done in the about 96, 97, and then I put it away for 15 years, and I was remarried, and my wife told me to get on it, and I started and couldn't put it down, and I wrote for about 3 years, solid. My inspiration came from the people I grew up with. I had a lot of wild friends as a kid. I wasn't myself. I was kind of a late bloomer, but I had a lot of friends, girls that I'd known growing up that got really wild at a young age. And they got pilloried and so forth for that, but turned out to be good people and had a successful, happy lives. And I thought that was a good, interesting story, because so often people that are young and wild get condemned, and it sticks with them. And I wanted to write a book about it. I was inspired by people who I met later on who were successful, and I also wanted to tell a story, a real story, about how the challenges of finding out who you are.
Yes.
As a young person, sex is a big issue, and I wanted to go as far as I could in that description without shying away from it, as most books do. Now, my editor, Ex Libris, had me cut out some things that went too far, but I went as far as I could in describing how those challenges shape people, and how they are adults exploit that in young people. The beginning theme of my book reads as follows: women are predators too. It's just that the prey is different. A.J. Strindberg. And I think that my book demonstrates that women, as I said, as you said to start, I got an award for the best villain, who happens to be Mrs. V in the book.
Well, we'll talk about the different characters. Were these based on anybody in real life? I mentioned that sort of your life, your experiences sort of guided you as you were writing. How much of this is based on what you observed, witnessed, people that you knew growing up?
I knew every one of these characters. Now, this, the place and the time and the names are all different, but I know every one of these characters is real. I know, and that's why this, I've been told that it rings true because these are people that did this stuff. Some of it was a mistake. Some of it was on purpose. And I also wanted to state how young people are lured into certain behavior because they want to be popular. And that goes for athletics for boys, especially, and for social stuff for women, girls, and how they go into this, they want to be something special.
Yes.
And maybe they're exploited because they want to be this way, but it's turned into something more sinister later. And that's what happens to a lot of young people. They go off in a different direction and find out later that, boy, I shouldn't have done that.
Well, yes, but it's true. Yes.
So they have to rebuild their lives. And in this book, Todd and Sally and the people do that in a very challenging way.
In reading the reviews, everyone feels, boy, this is relatable. If you're of I'm going to say our age, in general category of our age, you remember this very well. Young love, it can be exhilarating. It can also be terrifying. Can it? I mean, you've got these mixed emotions. You think you know, and then you're not quite sure that you do know. And you really capture that growing up.
Yes, and we've got one. Villainous lady in the book, Mrs. V, who really is evil. But we've got another character in the book, in fact, my favorite character, Miss Lady, who is a rancher and a former rodeo star, a beautiful, vivacious, accomplished woman who is isolated from her own emotions and succumbs to things that she shouldn't do and knows are wrong, but the loneliness she feels is so powerful, she has to reach out. And that's my favorite character, is that people are just sometimes pulled into, you might say, behavior they wouldn't want others to know about by a circumstance they can't control. Other things that happen along the way, like the Vietnam War gets in the middle of this and has a profound effect on everybody. And that happens too. And it happens to everybody.
Yeah.
So those are some themes that are in the book.
Well,
town of San Luis Obispo is a venue for this, as is Avila Beach and other small areas around San Luis Obispo. It's a beautiful, beautiful town full of great people. But there's a lot of small town drama in it also.
And you capture that, and it's almost like the towns become a character in the book. They come to life. You do such an excellent job in describing them. It's very visual as we're reading the story. Did that have that kind of influence on you? As growing up in San Luis Obispo, was that the way it was then?
I didn't grow up in San Luis Obispo. I grew up in the San Francisco area. I went to college at Cal Poly.
Okay,
there,
yes.
And the town, you described it, Rick, very well right there. It is a character in the book. And I think you captured that and read it, and congratulations on seeing that. I think that's a real observant thing on your part.
Well,
it is a character in the book.
Well, it's such an important part of the story. The book is 100 Honeymoons, a novel by the author is J.S. Wilson. The book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, GothamBooksInc.com, all of the places. And we've got that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, so you can link on and get information on J.S. Wilson and the book, 100 Honeymoons, a novel. Let's talk a little bit about Sally and Todd. These are the two main characters. Again, obviously based on people that you knew, tell me what went into shaping these characters for the novel 100 Honeymoons.
Well, I had a friend in junior high and high school that was like Todd. He was a real mature kid, very self-confident, a good athlete, and got along and wasn't scared by girls. And then Sally, I knew several girls like Sally who wanted to be popular and really would do anything to be popular. And what I noticed was some girls that I knew that I played I played Capture the Flag with and all the other things in the forest that kids do as young kids. And then in a time it took me to tell you about it, they became women. It just scared me. I just couldn't believe it. This suddenly young girls were women, and I was this just picking my nose, you might say. And I wanted to tell the story about how they grew up so fast, had such desires at a young age, and how that was exploited by adults, purposely and accidentally, and how they volunteered for that. Yet later on, they saw what would have happened to them. One of my reviews said that they liked the fact that I had raised the issue of young people, especially girls, being exploited by adults, and they are frequently. And you can just see that around in anywhere you go in our country.
There are so many different levels of the book, 100 Honeymoons. Talk about what you hope the takeaway is when someone reads the book. What do you hope they remember as they wrap up reading it? What do you hope sticks with them?
I hope it sticks with them that carnal knowledge at a young age doesn't condemn somebody. That everybody's like that. That everybody has a challenge with finding out their own sexuality, and this is a normal thing, and somebody shouldn't be pilloried for it. I worked in Europe for years, and I found that Europeans were, you might say, more sophisticated about this and so forth. And I thought that was a good attitude. Sex is part of life. These people took part in it at all ages, and they were the better for it in the long run, although they struggled through it. That's what I want to come through. And it's an interesting story of how individuals traveled through this minefield of emotions and desires and came out okay.
You talk about raging hormones and mood swings galore during that period of our lives and we all can relate as we think back on those times. I want to talk about J.S. Wilson, our guest on the program, the book 100 Honeymoons, a novel. You'll find it Amazon, wherever books are sold, and we've got a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about in writing this. You start off very quickly. It's a fast-paced book. It's not going to take you weeks to read. One of the reasons is because you can't put it down, so you're going to read it a little quicker that way. Talk about putting the story together. It's one thing to have this idea. It's another thing completely to have it come alive on the page and do it so well, the characters, the flaws that some of them have, moving it along, the racy scenes that you have in there. What was this process like for you in writing this? Because you're a very talented writer.
Well, first off, people ask me how I got to this, and my father was a newspaper editor, so I probably
there we go.
Kind of writing stuff. but the point was, I write in episodes, and so I would write these episodes out in outline form, and I come back and put them together into the story. So I had dozens of these outlines in my head, or actually written out and put together. And so I could write in a spontaneous way because life happens spontaneously. So I didn't want to have a story that was all laid out to start with. I wanted a spontaneity to come up in it with the town, with the people, what happened, and the events that shaped them, like the Vietnam War and high school sports and so forth. And so that's how I wrote it. I didn't try to fit everything in just along the way. I just wrote an episode and set it aside, and then another one and another one and another one, and then I fitted it together into the story. That makes writing easier because you don't have to see it in the long term. The thing you do have to see in the long term is keeping every character, date, and circumstances in order.
Yes.
And I have a cheat sheet, a big one, so every date, every venue, every person's character and description was there for me to call on, because you write one chapter, and then you have 8 months later, you got another chapter in which you have to mention the same people in the same place. It has to be the same. And that's a real challenge, is keeping everything together like that. And if you don't, then the story doesn't hang together and people find things in it that aren't right. And then your readers just put the book down.
Well, that didn't happen. Yeah, that hasn't happened with Jeffrey J.S. Wilson and his book, 100 Honeymoons, a novel. I'm looking down this list of awards. I'll go through a couple of these because it's interesting, the various genres that receive recognition. What was it like? You get the book published, it's finally out there, and it's not only out there, it's getting rave reviews, it's receiving a number of awards. How fulfilling was that for you? The book is doing so well.
Well, first off, I didn't know how well it would do, and I got a letter from a friend of mine, a guy who never reads romance novels, and said he liked it a lot. So I know I was on the same page, and then several architect friends of mine also read it and liked it. And then I got my first review, and it really said a lot to me, and boy, I was real upbeat about it. It feels great to do that. Now you got book sales is another thing. So I'm doing that right now, and that's really hard. For instance, writing the book was a lot of work, probably 3,000 hours or so, but fun work. Editing your book is absolute pure ditch digging drudgery.
I can understand that. Yes.
I had 700 pages to start, and I had to take out 200 of them.
Wow.
It is really, really difficult to do that without screwing your story.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
That's really difficult.
And now the marketing comes in. The book is available. I mentioned all the usual places. Where is the best place? Where do you recommend people go to get information and to order a copy of 100 Honeymoons?
Well, they can order from my publisher, which is Ex Libris. They can get it at Barnes & Noble. You can get it on the website, my website, which is www.100honeymoons.com. You can get it there. My real efforts now is trying to get it made into a film or a movie series on TV, which I've been told is the best venue for my book, because it's a long book over a long period of time, 15 years. And so that's what I'm concentrating on. And I sure hope it does, but the marketing of your product as an author is very, very difficult. It's real work.
This has such potential for a TV series and so many different outlets out there now with all the streaming providers out there. The book is 100 Honeymoons, and as Jeffrey mentioned, his website, 100honeymoons.com, and book available wherever books are sold, and we'll have all this information on our website. And looking through the list, Romance Novel Winner 2021, Pacific Book Review, you've received numerous awards: historical fiction and fantasy, romance, thriller suspense, contemporary fiction, literary fiction, best couple, Todd and Sally, best villain, Mrs. V, as we talked about. Talk a little bit about the category. When you were writing this, did you have a particular category? This seems to fit into several different genres of books, doesn't it? It's romance, it's drama, it's coming of age. It's a number of those categories.
Well, romance, that's what I was aiming at. And I wanted to show the romance and that the carnal knowledge existed within the romance. I didn't want to write a book just about sex. I wanted to show it as a normal part of who we are as humans and how it is stimulating and wonderful, but also you can be exploited for it.
Yes.
So that's why. So it was a romance novel right from the get-go.
What was it like writing this for you and going back and bringing back these memories? And like you said, you've been thinking about this for a while, but actually doing it. What was this like for you going back and reliving those challenging but fun days of growing up and coming of age?
Well, it was pretty exciting, some of it. But for For instance, the people that are in the book, some of whom I still know, I would make an interface with them in unusual ways. Of course, I didn't tell them they were in the book, but I'd meet them and see how they changed. The other thing was that I was a guest lecturer, speaker and stuff at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo for 11 years between 1995 and 2005, in which so I was able to go back there and be in the town, in these venues, each and every one of them over that whole 11-year period. Boy, that was really helpful. I was there. I could put myself on that street corner. I could put myself in Avila Beach in Barbers by the Sea, the bar. I could meet the bartender and remember that bartender. I could walk out on the pier in Avila Beach and be in the storm that I was once in myself, and see the water and the waves and the feel the wind, and that was very, very helpful. In fact, when I started this thing, I was told by a knowledgeable person, write about what you know, period.
Yes.
Don't write about something you don't know. In fact, I left some things out of there that I thought might be interesting, but I didn't know enough personal experience with it to write about it. So I left it out because I only wanted to write about things I was sure of, and I'm sure about everything in this book.
Well, the book is doing exceptionally well. The book is a 100 honeymoons novel. I went through just some of the award, the recognition that Jeffrey J.S. Wilson, the author, has received for the book. You can check out the reviews, and they speak volumes about the kind of writer that Jeffrey is and the book that he has written. Going back through your life, Europe, England, Germany, Italy, working there, back to the hippie culture of San Francisco when you returned. So much in your life, going to Alaska, staying in Alaska, battling snowstorms from time to time in Alaska as well. Are you working on another book? And I prelude all of that with the fact that, boy, you've got a lot of life that would be very interesting to write about. Are you working on another book?
Yes. In fact, one of the characters in the book I'm taking off on, which is Brenda. Oh. She was the wild girl, and I'm taking up with her as the next book thing. I've got a whole bunch of episodes written. I haven't put them together, so that's my next job. But I've also got to earn a living in the meantime, so my architectural practice is, which has had a real hit because of the COVID. Also, my wife also passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry
to hear
that.
And so these are things that are really challenging, but I'm trying to get on with my practice, which I have in four states, and hoping that works.
Well, I hope everything fits together. You've done such a remarkable job with 100 Honeymoons, a novel by J.S. Wilson, and look forward to having a chance to talk about the new novel when it's available, so please let us know. And Jeffrey's website is 100honeymoons.com. Information on the book, you can order it there, available at Amazon, the usual places. Jeffrey, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job with this book, 100 Honeymoons, an award-winning book, a novel by J.S. Wilson. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me, Rick. I think you've done a good job.
Well, you've done an excellent job in the book and chatting about it. I really appreciate your time and talking about 100 Honeymoons, a novel by J.S. Wilson. Again, the website, 100honeymoons.com, book available wherever books are sold, and information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you are listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.